Chance as a cultural language, toward a new vocabulary of play, meaning, and fate, by Dr. Juan Carlos Rey. Dedication, for my beloved Jessica, who taught me that meaning grows and changes like everything else. Author's note on scope and intent. This book is written for readers who have noticed that meaning persists in places officially designated as unserious. It is addressed to those who sense that interpretation does not vanish when temples empty, credentials lose authority, or inherited metaphysical assurances fracture under pressure. The arguments presented here do not seek to replace established esoteric traditions, nor to undermine them. They also do not defer to them. The work proceeds from the observation that symbolic function does not depend on sanction. Meaning operates whether acknowledged or denied, structured or improvised, revered or dismissed. No belief is required to engage the material that follows. No conversion is sought. The reader will not be instructed in ritual, initiation, or doctrine. What is offered instead is a descriptive framework for a class of behaviors and experiences that have persisted across cultures, epochs, and ideological regimes. Methodological disclaimer. This study draws upon anthropology, semiotics, cultural history, gambling studies, and esoteric scholarship. It privileges description over prescription and function over metaphysical explanation. Where existing terminology proves insufficient, a new term is introduced openly and without claim of historical recovery. Sources are used to illuminate patterns, not to establish ownership. The reader will encounter synthesis rather than exegesis, and analysis rather than apology. Reader orientation. How to read this book. This book is cumulative by design. Each chapter prepares conceptual ground for what follows. Readers are advised against selective reading in search of premature definitions or conclusions. The structure under examination becomes visible only through patient assembly. Terms appear when they are needed, not before. Examples follow mechanisms, not the reverse. The argument relies on restraint. Attempts to hurry it will produce distortion rather than clarity. Introduction. The unnamed practice in plain sight. Chance is already speaking. It speaks without ceremony and without announcement. It speaks at kitchen tables where cards are shuffled to pass the time. It speaks in dice, rolled on barroom counters, in children chanting images they do not yet know how to interpret, in numbers circled on slips of paper and tucked into wallets with casual hope. It speaks while waiting, while passing time, while pretending nothing important is happening. These moments rarely present themselves as meaningful. They are framed as leisure, habit, distraction, or boredom. That framing is essential to their survival, meaning that announces itself too loudly attracts regulation, ridicule, or capture. Meaning that arrives obliquely is permitted to remain. Modern culture insists that interpretation requires authorization, a system, a credential, a lineage, an inherited framework capable of certifying what counts. Where such authorization is absent, interpretive behavior is labeled projection, fantasy, or error, and yet the behavior persists. People continue to read outcomes. They continue to notice recurrence. They continue to feel addressed by chance events, even while denying belief in fate, destiny, or supernatural causation. This contradiction is not confusion. It is a sign that the available language has failed to describe what is happening. If chance-based meaning were merely cognitive error, education would have eliminated it. If it were merely superstition, modernization would have eroded it. Neither has occurred. Instead, the practices have adapted. They have moved into informal spaces, disguised themselves as play, and shed overt metaphysical claims. What has failed is not the practice. What has failed is the vocabulary capable of holding it. This book begins from that failure. It asks what becomes visible when chance, play, and interpretation are treated as ordinary human competencies rather than marginal curiosities or mystical exceptions. Part 1. Play is not frivolous. Chapter 1. Play as cultural work. Play is commonly misunderstood as escape. This misunderstanding is persistent and corrosive. Across cultures, play functions as a compressed laboratory for social reality. It creates bounded environments in which rules operate with clarity, consequences manifest.